with Monty Peterson. Give us your title.
I am a director on the board of the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. I am also one of the two representatives from North Dakota on the board of the American Soybean Association. And I am currently the vice chairman of the U.S. Soybean Export Council.
Also a farmer here in Barnes County, and I've talked with you last year is when this trade war started to kick off. Now it's a year later. Let's talk about where we're at as far as soybean farmers are concerned. I know you guys had worked probably 40 years to probably create this trade, this checkoff, and all of these things that were positive. And now this trade war is creating some headaches for you guys. Tell us where you're at a year into the trade war.
Well, I don't know that we're really much different than we were a year ago at this time. Continue to hear back and forth wavering on, you know, first China wants to come and visit about trade, and U.S. Reciprocates later on, and we hear some positive notes. We see a tweet now and then that probably discourages us on the progress. And really, you know, I don't know that we're any different than we were a year ago. And it just probably, to sum it all up, it just means uncertainty for production agriculture.
And what has that meant for soybean acreage? Has it gone down, the planting acres in 2019 compared to 2018 and 2017?
You know, I think acres across the state are a little bit lower. Across the U.S., they are quite a few million less than a year ago, but still a pretty sizable acreage. And I think, you know, that's probably due to a couple of different factors. First of all, a lot of us, I'm talking about farmers, thought that President Trump and his administration was going to get a deal worked out with China, China being our number one export market for U.S. soy. The other thing that factors in is the weather that we had last spring, the planting conditions that stretched out beyond normal planting windows, where maybe some acres of corn or wheat or other commodities got shifted into soybean acres because soybeans are a little bit better adapted to later planting.
Has the Trump administration payments to soybean farmers during this trade war, has that come anywhere near to bringing farmers up to par compared to prior to the trade war? Or what's the feeling out there with this payment that they have received?
The MFP payments, and of course we did receive one last year, and of course MFP2, as I'll refer to it, is in the process of being administered now. You know, as producers, we're certainly grateful for the administration's attempt to try and bring some satisfaction to farmers for their loss of the Chinese market and for the loss of trade. It doesn't fill the gap, but we're certainly appreciative of the effort that it's, you know, it's trying to accomplish.
Have you personally gone to less soybean acres or the same or more?
Well, honestly, I ended up with a few more acres this spring than I had intended. Not what I was planning last December or January when I was making plans for this production year, but as we got into the month of May this spring and realized I'm not going to be able, or I shouldn't be planting more corn, I shifted some of those acres to soybeans. I did not get all of my crop acres planted this year, but nevertheless, I got more acres planted to soybeans than I had intended to in the first place.
China aside now, domestically, are there things in the works to maybe enhance the sale of soybeans here domestically? Is there any ideas or talks about any markets domestically that we could take advantage of?
When we talk about domestic demand, of course, the biggest user of soy and soy protein is animal feed. You know, animal agriculture is our number one customer. Doesn't matter whether it's domestically or internationally. Beyond that, we have biofuels industry, and you know, we're certainly concerned with the president's administration and the EPA for you know, allowing some waivers at our biofuels plants. That's concerning when administration knows fully well that we're, you know, knee deep into trade negotiations internationally, then to also upset our domestic market with the biofuels industry. Locally, right here in North Dakota, it's imperative that we add value to what we're producing here. And that needs to be done in the case of soybeans into processing. We need a soybean processing plant desperately here in the state of North Dakota. We have other means of marketing our crop by crushing it into soy meal. We have both domestic demand and we have international demand that we could fill simply by adding more value and processing those soybeans here locally.
We were very excited about the Spiritwood Park and the Minnesota and the North Dakota soybean processors getting together to make this plant. It now looks like it's on hold. There's been a court order. Now, has the trade war played a part in slowing down that or other factors in getting this plant built in Spiritwood?
I would not say that the trade wars had a factor on that process. Putting up a processing plant of that magnitude takes a lot of capital. I'm sure it took the founders more time than what they had hoped to raise that capital. As I understand, they have raised that, but in the meantime, local economic development got tired of waiting. You know, I'm not sure where that's all going, and of course, I think it's this week when the hearing is scheduled in Fargo, and so it'll be really interesting to follow up and see how that materializes.
Were you one of the investors in this?
Yes, I have been an investor from the get-go and initially for North Dakota soybean processors at Spiritwood.
Now, obviously, we know from speaking with you through the last few seconds that you're very much in support of that domestically and especially locally here.
Well, absolutely. It's something that I've realized for over a decade here, working with soybean promotion in North Dakota. We simply needed to add more value to what we're producing here. Personally, I find it very difficult to maintain the acres, 6 to 7 million acres of production here in the state, without adding some value to that production right here locally.
Anything else to add before I let you go?
Let's hope that everyone has a safe harvest out there this fall.
Oh, absolutely. Monty Peterson, farmer here in Barnes County, guest here on KOVC.